radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hello and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf with another hour of jazz and some non-jazz recordings as well. Speaking of which, we will lead off by marking the centenary of the birth of one of the greatest guitarists of the second half of the 20th century, and that is the blues master Riley B. King, better known simply as B.B. King, who died at 89 in 2015. B.B. is often known as one of the three kings of the blues guitar, along with Albert King and Freddie King, and none of these three men was related. So, B.B. was born in the Mississippi Delta. He is widely regarded as one of the greatest, not just blues guitarist, but guitarist period, for his innovative techniques, including string bending, vibrato, and staccato picking. He was called by AllMusic the single most important electric guitarist of the last half of the 20th century. And the centenary of his birth was just last week on September the 16th. Just a little too late for last week's show, which was all Joni Mitchell themed in any case. But we will lead off today's show with a salute to B.B., playing a track by him along with the great blues singer Bobby Bland, sometimes known as Bobby Blue Bland. Here they are with Let the Good Times Roll, performed in 1976, live at Coconut Grove.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Coconut Grove. Tonight we present those fabulous ABC recording artists, Bobby Bland and B.B. King.
You ready, Bob?
All right.
You're done.
in town. I got a dollar and a quarter, and I'm just raring to clown. Don't let nobody play me cheap.
I got 50 cents to know that I'm gonna get it.
The late, great B.B. King, along with Bobby Bland and Let the Good Times Roll. Well, it is the 22nd of September today, and exactly a month since the jazz singer Katie George released her fifth album. Katie has been on a real tear over the last 5 years. She has racked up several albums, three Juno Awards for previous albums, and has just released, in collaboration with Mark Lemacher, an album called Katie George with Strings, with her and an orchestral backing, written by her collaborator here and arranged by her collaborator Mark Lemacher. From that album, we are going to give a listen to Katie and Mark doing If I'd Have Known. From the album Katie George with Strings, here's Katie and Mark Lemacher.
Thank you. you'd have told me then what you'd said now. Perhaps the fear that I felt, the rest of cards I've been dealt, would never have been if I'd had known back then. Thoughts in my head would never convey. Here we are amidst the years in question.
Katie George and If I'd Have Known from her new album, just released a month ago today. And the album is entitled Katie George with Strings. The track is If I'd Have Known. Katie is a product of the Humber College music program, but also did a master's in music at McGill University, so two of the finest jazz programs in Canada. And her mentor at McGill was none other than the great saxophonist Christine Jensen. Now we'll stick with McGill and another of its great products for our next act, and that is Kate Wyatt. I interviewed Kate on this program about 3 years ago, when she released her first album as a leader. It was called Artifact, and it's a terrific album. And she performed in Kingston shortly thereafter and has been to Kingston, I think, more recently. But the purpose of airing today's her on today's show is that Kate now has a second album under her name coming out very imminently, and I have been given the opportunity to air the title track and also mention that Kate and her trio this time rather than a quartet are coming back to Kingston and will be performing on October the 11th under the auspices of the Kingston Jazz Society at the Kingston and Frontenac Public Library. I certainly plan to be there. That's Thanksgiving weekend, so it's October the 12th. And probably play another track from the album as we get a little closer to the concert date. But here is Kate Wyatt, the title track from her forthcoming album entitled Murmurations. That was Montreal pianist Kate Wyatt, accompanied by bassist Adrian Vadati, who also happens to be her life partner, and along on drums with Louis Vincent Hamel. The track is called Murmurations, and it's from the trio's forthcoming album of the same name. And again, Kate will be performing at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library on the afternoon of October 11th. I don't have an exact time, but I'll mention that on a future show before a future Dark Glasses show, that is, before Kate and her trio come to town. We'll close out the first half of today's show with a weird album from 1979 representing an experiment in a jazz supergroup that went off the rails very quickly because of some, as happens in the arts sometimes, very strong conflicting personalities. And the album, or rather the group, is entitled The Trio of Doom. That is actually the name of the album also. And it was a very ephemeral jazz fusion power trio, or we'd now call it a supergroup, consisting of Jaco Pastorius on bass, John McLaughlin on guitar, and Tony Williams on drums. All three in 1979, well-established stars, and they were brought together by Columbia Records in 1979 to play the Havana Jam Festival in Cuba. And I guess there was, even then, the ability for artists to actually perform in Cuba, notwithstanding the American embargo on travel to Cuba. The concert featured also, or the festival featured also, Billy Joel, Kris Kristofferson, and Rita Coolidge. The trio of McLaughlin, Pastorius, and Williams was named by Pastorius, and he simply called it the Trio of Doom, partly because his own bass was called the Bass of Doom. They recorded a few cuts on March the 3rd, and on March the 8th, they reconvened in New York City to record the songs that they had played in Havana live. But Pastorius and Williams had a dispute that basically called the whole thing off, and that was the end of the Trio of Doom. Nonetheless, the album was finally released in 2007 on Legacy Recordings, and it contains five tracks from the Havana Jam, as well as five recorded in the studio. So from the Trio of Doom, let's hear Dark Prince. We'll be right back.
For community, connection, and killer harmonies? Spectrum Voices is a non-audition 2S LGBTQ+ and allied choir. Join rehearsals in the music room, that's B219, in Duncan MacArthur Hall on Saturdays from 10:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All experience levels are welcome. You can connect with the choir at linktree.com/spectrumvoices. We look forward to singing with you!
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Welcome back to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Before the break, we heard Dark Prince from the short-lived Trio of Doom, a jazz fusion group briefly put together in 1979. Now, before I go on with some new music, I have a little bit of a mea culpa from last week. Occasionally, I get something wrong when I really should have known better. And last week on our Joni Mitchell special, I played a version of the classic Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, performed by Joni Mitchell on her Mingus album in 1979, and for whatever reason, perhaps insufficient coffee last Sunday, I mentioned that it was a Thelonious Monk tune, and when I listened back to the show afterwards, when it was broadcast, I realized my error, and of course it wasn't a Monk tune, it was a Mingus tune, and so apologies to the ghosts of both Thelonious and Charlie Mingus as well, but that song is definitely a tribute to Lester Young by his pal Charles Mingus in 1959, but performed by Joni Mitchell. Anyway, let's get back to some music, and before the break, again, we played Trio of Doom with John McLaughlin, Jacob Pastorius, and the drummer Tony Williams. Now we're going to go on to a brand new album from a group that calls itself, in a clear play on the title Trio of Doom, they call themselves the Trio of Bloom. And it consists of Craig Taborn on keyboards, Marcus Gilmore on percussion, and Nels Kline on various guitars and bass. From their new album, Excuse the Barking Dog in the Background, here is Trio of Bloom and Queen King. We'll be right back. was the Trio of Bloom, and the track was called Queen King. The album by this trio of Nels Klein, Craig Taborn, and Marcus Gilmore will be released this coming Friday, the 26th of September. Now, over the summer, I caught up a little bit on some TV shows. Neither my wife nor I are particularly early adopters of shows that become very popular. We just don't find out about them till long after they're over, it seems. We didn't get to Downton Abbey till several years after it was over. We finally watched Lost 15 years after it was over. But over the summer, we discovered a series called True Detective, which we really liked and binge-watched the four seasons that came out. We were not, I must admit, so crazy about the last season, despite the wonderful performance by Jodie Foster as an Alaskan cop. But we did really like the first three, and one of the things I most liked was the fact that the theme music for all three was excellent, and particularly that for season three, which featured Death Letter by Cassandra Wilson. Now, that is a song from a multiple award-winning album that Cassandra Wilson produced in 1995, 30 years ago. It was an album I bought immediately when it came out, and I hadn't listened to it for a while, so watching True Detective's third season made me go back and give it a listen. And because the tracks for the credits for the previous two seasons were also so gripping, even though neither of them is strictly jazz, I'm going to play those also. So first we'll hear Cassandra Wilson, Death Letter, followed by Leonard Cohen and Nevermind, the season two of True Detective opening credit song, and finally the Handsome Family's Far From Any Road from their album Singing Bones, and that led off season one of True Detective. And I'll play all three of these back to back with no further intrusion and be right back after I play them.
Good old boy, lay hell until judgment day. so nice and plain.
Full, I live it wide. through layers of time, you can't divide. My woman's here, my children too. Their graves are safe from the ghosts like you. In places deep, with roots entwined, I live the life I left behind. The war was lost, the treaty signed. I was not caught across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised.
We just heard back-to-back the three tracks that opened the first three seasons of the really rather good, if a little odd, TV series True Detective. First, Cassandra Wilson's track Death Letter from her album entitled New Moon Daughter, which won Grammys and a whole bunch of other awards in 1995. We followed that up with Leonard Cohen, bit of late Leonard Cohen music from his album Popular Problems. The track Nevermind opened season two of True Detective. And finally, The Handsome Family with Far From Any Road, which opened the very first season of that TV series. And that's from The Handsome Family's Singing Bones. That's going to have to do it for today's episode of Dark Glasses. And the weather's been really variable lately. It's been quite warm in the afternoon, but also very chilly in the morning. On my early morning walks, I've noticed it was actually almost zero when I went out just over the weekend. So I don't even know whether to say keep cool or keep warm, but do whichever makes sense for the weather of the day. And above all, stay safe. This is Daniel Wolf, and I'll be back with more Dark Glasses next week here on CFRC 101.9. Bye for now. We can't believe it. You've got it made with a guy in shades.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present an Airwave YGK matinee featuring live performances by Birdbone Theater, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group. Come for an eclectic musical adventure featuring traditional Slavic sounds, folk pop, and jazz ensemble works created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for three great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. The CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.